Gossip Girl here, your one and only source into the scandalous lives of Manhattan's elite.
Well, I spoke with the parole board.
I gave them my address as where you'll be reporting in January.
Can't tell you how much this means to me.
Thanks to you, my brother is currently serving a 5-year sentence.
I never accused Ben of any crime.
I saw the affidavit.
I didn't sign anything.
Then who did?
Lily's selling Bass Industries.
I won't let you do this, Lily.
Since my mom isn't going to help get Ben out of jail, I want to find the judge whose name is on the affidavit. Why don't you come with me?
Serena, I would love to go away with you, but it feels like this trip is something you might need to do on your own.
I promise you, I'm going to be very busy writing, seeing Nanette at the film forum.
I'm seeing Nanette at film forum.
Where has she been, Serena? And who am I? That's a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. XOXO. Gossip Girl.
It's a cold new year, Upper East Siders. Time to donate that fall wardrobe to the help and to present the world with a better version of you. Which could mean facing your future and forgetting past mistakes. Or finally settling on a brand new path. But a new year doesn't wipe away old problems.
Wow, welcome back. All this for 2 weeks?
I had no idea where my PI mission was going to take me. I had to be prepared.
For a night with Taylor Swift?
Aside from forging affidavits that send innocent men to jail, Judge Stevens also enjoys riding horses on his ranch in Virginia.
Someone did her research?
Apparently not enough, because he wasn't there and no one knew where he was, so I had to pull in Aaron Brockovich and go down to the Litchfield County Clerk's office to try to get a copy of the case. And how's this for irony?
Court records are public, so you wore a push-up bra for no reason?
No, the file was sealed because the case involved a minor. Just take me away from my problems, please. Tell me, what did you do over the break?
Why? What did you hear? I ate leftovers and supervised Sirota taking down the tree, and I finally settled on who I want to intern for this semester. Indra Nooyi, Forbes' number 6 most powerful woman in the world.
Wow, I'm impressed.
As she will be, once I figure out how to win her over before the internship deadline, which, yes, is in 3 days.
Did you happen to see Dan over the break?
Why would I? What's going on with you two anyway?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out how we both feel at family brunch.
Well, here's my advice. Have a little faith, and if that doesn't work, a lot of mimosas.
Hey, man, how was New Zealand?
I have to say it was an extraordinary bust. Jack was out of the country.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I knew you were counting on his help.
As fate would have it, I might have found one last ally. My father's old friend, Russell Thorpe, is in town from Chicago. He's hosting a party at Appella this afternoon. I'm on my way to his field office to see if I can get a meeting.
Get it!
You kept yourself entertained in my absence?
No, that's not me.
That's right. Your father's out on parole. How's it been?
40-15.
I know he's earned the right to blow off a little steam. There's been nothing but spas and restaurants and nightclubs. I mean, shouldn't he be concentrating on his future?
Perhaps you should dock his allowance.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Nate, need one more for a foursome, you in, dude?
That's not what it sounded like. I should go. Good luck.
It's him.
Boom goes the dynamite.
People still use mailboxes?
No, it's Vanessa's mail. She's moving back into the dorms. Welcome home.
So, how was your break? What did you do?
Why were you here?
Nothing, which I'm afraid is what I have to report from my road trip.
I'm sorry. I know you were hoping for some closure.
Well, my mom's deviousness is the gift that keeps on giving. So, for now, at least the past still lingers. Was brunch a special occasion?
No. I have an interview with Writer's House later. It's a literary agency for my internship.
Well, that's the one good thing about being a freshman. I don't have to think about that this year.
That and a lot of other things, it seems.
Dan, you knew my focus was fixing things for Ben. I didn't realize I had an ultimatum.
Let's go inside. It's cold out.
Hey, I wanted to call, but you wouldn't let me.
Are you telling me it's been a week and you still can't get me 5 minutes alone with Indra?
She's only here for 2 days before heading to Chennai tomorrow, and her schedule's packed.
Oh, I've always wanted to go to India. Can you get me a seat on her plane? Or give me her itinerary.
It's being faxed over.
Make a decision, Laurel, or I'll make the last one you'll hear.
Got it.
What are you girls doing?
Just solidifying the details of my internship.
Oh, honey, that reminds me. I was thinking, why not work with me at Waldorf Designs? You love fashion.
Well, I also love a good pot of foot, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to build a career around it.
Well, I have a monster of a day.
Oh. Do you know how many women would kill to work with your mother? Yes, and they're the Jenny Humphreys of the world.
Indra's itinerary.
This isn't hers, it's my mother's. And Indra's on it. My mother's dressing her for a party this afternoon. Gerota!
Well, Mr. Thorpe can't meet at noon, so you can push or you can cancel. Whichever you prefer.
Thought so.
I can impose on you to pop back up to the office and tell Mr. Thorpe Chuck Bass is here to see him. I'll take a coffee in today's prompt, if it'll be a few minutes.
I'm sorry, who are you?
Chuck Bass. I just flew in from New Zealand, got the invitation to Mr. Thorpe's party. I might stop by early to discuss business.
Would you mind telling me what this is regarding?
I don't usually expose my private matters to assistants.
Assistant? I prefer the term secretary, don't you? Why not just call things as you see them?
Couldn't agree more. So, since I'm sure your boss will see me if you just tell him I'm here...
That won't be possible.
Let me save your job, sweetheart, and tell you why it is possible. I'm trying to block the potential sale of Bass Industries, my dead father's legacy. This is Mr. Thorpe, and my father were business associates when they were starting out. I'm sure he'd like the opportunity to help me intervene.
I meant that won't be possible because Mr. Thorpe hasn't touched down from Chicago yet. And I probably shouldn't tell you this, but...
I'm listening.
In my position here, I'm privy to certain information. And it appears you may be out of the loop. The potential sale of Bass Industries is very real. There's a deal on the table, and it's fast-tracked to close in 24 hours. I'm guessing I'll be seeing you at my boss's party later.
I'm sorry for ambushing you guys, but we need to start talking again. All of us. Dan, how's that internship search going?
Oh, that's right. Maybe I can help. I can call one of my friends at Cons and ask.
Maybe you could forge your signature on the cover letter, Serena.
Was talking things going great?
What I want to know is how many times you got your hair done this week while an innocent man sat in prison, Serena.
Contrary to what you might believe, I'm handling this in a way that is best for this family, and we're not going to discuss it anymore.
Okay.
I'm going to make sure she's okay.
And I'm not hungry anymore, so I'll see you at home.
She'll come around. Just give her time.
Thank you for trusting me.
I'm going to go get our check in the cards.
Oh, Judge Stevens, hi. I hope you enjoyed your time in the city. But you can return to the ranch now. I'll take it from here.
Crazy question, but why isn't Ben just going after Lily himself?
Because he knows she'll go to the cops and tell them what Juliet did to me.
Oh, you mean kidnap and drug you?
Look, however wrong it was, enough harm has been done to their family by ours.
It's a lot to take on by yourself, that's all.
You know, I am tired, and this crusade has taken me away from other things.
Well, you want to get somewhere and talk? And not talk?
See you in a moment.
Now it's not a good time.
Most of the time is why I'm here. Unless we stop her, your mother is going to sell Bass Industries in 24 hours.
I think I have a plan and get us both what we want.
Well, we've read the song. What took you more hours?
Sure, my interview's at 2:30, so.
Okay, we'll meet at Waldorf's at 2 and then cab down there together.
Watch your back, Lily. These kids are definitely not all right.
As I see, we have two distinct goals. I want to block the sale of Bass Industries. You want to get old Ben out of jail. But a single strategy may satisfy us both.
Which is?
Blackmail.
But I can't pressure her unless I have hard evidence.
Well, while you were brunching, I took the liberty of checking the safe at the house. Did you know she has a safety deposit box at the Dorset Bank on Madison?
No.
I know you spent your entire life not wanting to become your mother, but desperate times.
You getting soft, kid?
Oh, I'm getting bursitis. That was mile 9. Maybe we should head back.
I feel like I'm 20 again.
I am 20. I feel like I'm going to puke up a lung. Don't you have things to do?
Like what? Something on your mind?
Just making sure you're concentrating on the future. So, your terms of parole are pretty specific. A job, for one.
I know what the terms are, which was why my PO already has an interview set up for me this afternoon.
Really? I mean, why don't you tell me? That's fantastic.
Well, that'll be a nice surprise. How about this? After I get this job, what do you say I take you out to celebrate?
I told Chuck I'm going to the store party later.
Russell Ford?
Yeah. But you know what? Celebratory dinner sounds like a good after party. Maybe you can get in advance and pick up the check.
At the big great Armad, I hope you don't mind the law card. you look beat. Listen, I'll see you later, all right?
Yeah, sure.
Excuse me.
Elevator's coming up. Okay, thank God, showtime. What are you doing here?
Hello to you two.
I told you that it was just one movie on one only holiday break, that's it.
I'm here to see Serena.
Oh. Well, she's not here to see you. Shocker.
Where is she?
She's off scheming with Chuck. Disguises are involved. I can't end well.
Oh, wait. I'm sure she'll be back. She knows I have an interview to get to. You do know that Powerful Woman is not actually a career, right?
And neither is Serena Vanderwoodson. But $10 says that you'll miss your interview waiting for her yet again.
$10, whatever harebrained scheme you're cooking up blows up in your face, as per usual.
Fluttering lounge upstairs.
Already there, sister.
No, Laurel, the schedule was not sent over. Look, I can't have the office falling apart now. I am in over my head with fittings.
What? I'm sorry about what I said earlier. It was a stress talking. I thought about it, and I really would love to intern with you.
Really? Well, that is great, dear.
And since you seem to have your hands full, I thought maybe I could accompany you. Well, on your fittings for the Midwestern Mogul Party.
Well, perhaps it might be more efficient for you to have your own assignment rather than accompanying me.
Even better. Why not?
Patty Blagojevich.
I'm going to assume that that noise was a sneeze and that you meant to say Indra Nooyi.
Indra, don't be silly. She is a huge new client and you are just an intern. But you can deliver this to Patty. And you can style her. God knows she needs it.
But,
darling, I am thrilled.
Tell interest people that her Eleanor Waldorf fitting has been moved up a half hour.
Relax, you're spinning image.
Well, I'm going to kill you later for that.
The teller we need to talk to is named Julie. She's new. I'd remember her.
And who do we say you are, my son?
Is it weird hearing you say that actually turns me on?
This better be worth the therapy. Let's get this over with.
Yeah, hi, this is Dan Humphrey. I am caught in some brutal traffic. Can I reschedule?
No, I didn't realize he was deciding today, or I wouldn't put myself in this position. Okay, thank you.
Will Lonely Boy ever learn that S can't tell time, especially when she's wasting someone else's?
All I have in my pile are divorce papers, jewelry, and artful nudes of my mother in her groupie days.
Swap piles.
I knew there would be nothing. What did you expect to find in here anyway?
A gun. The smoking kind.
Oh my God, you found a copy of the affidavit. Any handwriting expert would be able to prove that this is not mine.
Not that we'll ever need to call one. The threat alone is enough.
Looks like Serena may have found Ben's get-out-of-jail-free card.
We have her.
Want to make the call, or should I?
No. Later, in person.
I like the way you think, Mom.
Charles, I assume you weren't upstairs playing Rufus's guitars.
If you didn't want me rooting around in the family safe, you should change the combination.
Well, I'm just curious. What were you hoping to find?
A way to stop you from disposing of the last remaining bit of my father.
Is that what you think I'm doing?
Why else would you be selling Bass Industries?
Because it's in trouble, Charles.
What are you talking about?
You read the papers. Real estate, hotels. Even in Manhattan, no one's impervious.
Why wouldn't you tell me?
Because I thought we could write it out. Refinance or something. I was hoping I could turn it around and wouldn't have to tell you. But then you disappeared. And by the time you got back, it was an inevitability.
You expect me just to accept this? Go on with my day.
If I sell now, I can control how we sell it and to whom. There's a private buyer that's made a very generous offer. The company will stay intact, and so will your father's name. And the money from the sale will give you a chance to build a future. And who knows, maybe even buy it back someday. But if this deal gets messed up...
Bass Industries will go to the highest bidder. Someone will fire the employees, cheapen the brand.
Exactly. This buyer's committed to maintaining the company's integrity, your father's integrity... And I know he'd want you to be a part of the next phase.
Is it Russell Thorpe? You don't have to say. I know it's him.
The important thing is that you believe me when I tell you I don't want your father's legacy to die. I'm trying to save what's left of it. In 24 hours, you'll see. And hopefully Serena will see some things, too.
Yes, Penelope, you will stand in the cold and hail me a cab. Call me when it's curbside. And show some leg if you have to. I'm already late for Indra.
Is Dan still here?
No, he left 20 minutes ago. Where were you?
I feel terrible about standing him up, but we found a copy of the affidavit. B, I think I can get Ben out of prison. What? You didn't know him. He was a good man before all this happened.
They're all good men before something happens to them, S. Some of them stay good, no matter how they're treated.
I thought you hated Dan.
I do. So very much. But whatever it is that you see in him, he seems to see in you as well. I know you want to focus on Ben, but maybe you're avoiding your future, not fixing your past.
Hey, I thought we were going to meet up later.
We'll have to hit pause on that.
I think Lily is trying to do the right thing by the company and by your inmate, too. She says she'll prove it in 24 hours.
Of course she did. Well, there's something I have to do anyway, so one more day.
Who is this Russell Thorpe exactly? His name sounds familiar.
He and Bart started out in real estate about the same time. He ended up settling in Chicago, comes into town once a year, does a cash party. So we all know he still exists. I wish we didn't have to go, but...
But nothing. According to this invitation, it's going to be a wing game.
Why aren't you dressed?
Shirt, pants. Yeah, I'm dressed.
Look, I know you disapprove of me, but can't you please do so in a tuxedo? The sale of Bass Industries is in a very delicate stage, and it's vital that we at least present a unified family front. Time. And it's just us.
Hello?
May I speak to Mrs. Humphrey, please? This is the concierge at the palace.
Yes, she just left. Can I take a message?
It seems that the guest Mrs. Humphrey was hosting, John Stevens, left a pair of cufflinks in his room when he checked out this morning.
I'm sorry, you mean Judge John Stevens?
Dorota, have you seen the dress marked for Indra Nooyi? And what is Patty Blagojevich's dress still doing here? Uh-oh. Where is Blair?
No one is answering in her room, miss.
That's the reason I need your services. Now let's see that master key card of yours.
It's against hotel policy.
Listen, Harvey, Miss Nooyi was expecting me. So the silence on the other side of the door could only mean one of two things. Either she neglected her appointment, which a woman of her professionalism is not wont to do, or she's lying there, having choked on one of her own snack chips while you're standing here quibbling about policy. As I thought.
Spotted. Be using old tricks to get to one Nooyi.
Miss Nooyi? Indra? Assistance? Anyone?
But it seems that someone got an SOS to the CEO. Sorry, B. That internship has sailed.
Nice tie. Changed it. I'm really sorry. I swear I thought I would make it in time. Did you miss your interview?
Yeah, but it was my own fault for thinking you'd show up on time. Look, I really can't get into this now. I'm on my way out.
Where are you going?
Well, James Franco is giving a reading of some of his short stories at Housing Works, and the Writer's House agent is going to be there, so I'm going to go and try to woo him. The agent, not James Franco.
Well, why don't I go with you as your date? And then after you impress the hell out of the agent, we can have that talk.
Well, you did come all the way to Brooklyn to apologize. And you aren't dressed for a party, so...
Hey, Eric, what's up?
You know that Judge Stevens you were looking for?
Mom was hiding him at the palace while you were gone. And guess when he checked out?
This morning after brunch?
Hey, shall we?
Let me call you back. Yeah, I just need to make a quick detour first.
Looks like Serena's ablaze on a path to punishment. Suit up, Lily. Your baby's out for blood.
Why don't you get us some drinks? I'll be just a minute.
Hey, what are you doing here? I thought you went to Brooklyn.
I did. Dan came with me. Have you seen Jeff?
No. Have you seen Indra Nooyi?
No. Oh, but I do see your mother, and she doesn't seem too happy to see you.
Gotta go. Bye.
Hey, what are you doing here with your family?
Serena.
You? I got a call this afternoon, so I'm looking for my dad, who skipped a job interview he was required to go to by his parole officer.
Oh, what did he skip it to do?
Eat a Chicago Superdog?
Mr. Bass. Looking dapper.
Thank you.
Raina. Someone wanted to say hello.
Pleasure to finally meet you, sir.
Call me Russell. I see you met my daughter.
Raina Thorpe.
Mm-hmm. Wharton grad, Thorpe Enterprises vice president, and the most trusted advisor to her proud and aging papa.
You said you were his assistant.
You said that. I said I prefer the term secretary, which I do for those whom it actually refers to.
Raina never lies. It's her best calling.
I highly doubt that. Actually, I know it's premature, Russell, but I'm here to shake the hand of the man who's buying Bass Industries.
What's that?
I understand you need the discretion, and while I wasn't happy the company was being sold, I was heartened to learn that it would be my father's old friend at the helm.
Son, I'm not the buyer. And I was good friends with your father until he kicked me out of every deal he could and pushed me out of New York. If I'd known in time that his company was going up for sale, I would have bought it cheap, dismantled it for parts, and hosted a fire sale.
Dan, this party doesn't seem like your speed.
Are you kidding? There are actually beers behind the bar I can pronounce. No, I'm here with Serena.
Oh, she didn't tell me she was coming.
No, she wasn't, but Eric called her, and here we are.
I'm so sorry I'm late, but I couldn't find my cufflinks, so I borrowed the ones that Judge Stevens left at the palace.
What's going on?
Dad, when you see Serena, please tell her to stop whatever it is she's planning on doing before she destroys our family.
I can't believe your nerve. What were you planning to do? Lobby Miss Nui for a job in the changing room?
No, I was going to wait until after. Meetings and underwear tend not to be taken seriously.
You would use me and jeopardize my business to pursue a career you thought of 5 minutes ago based on some power list.
I'm sorry I lied to you. But your dress is going to look stunning on her no matter who zipped it up in the back. I have to take my future into my own hands. Otherwise...
Otherwise what? You'll be forced to follow in my footsteps? No, that's fine, dear. Now that I realize that your childish games are actually who you are and not a phase, I wouldn't want someone like you wanting to be like me. And you are fired.
There you are. What's wrong?
Did you see my patience is as strained as your mother's credibility?
What did she do?
She just let me. The question is why.
You know why. To serve her own best interests, always. I found out that she paid off the judge twice. Once years ago to notarize my signature, and again recently to disappear so that I couldn't hold him accountable.
You have the affidavit?
Let's go find my mom.
I have a better idea. If I were a warning shot, the guy as a journalist who posed, give it to him. Tell him to ask questions. Start with your mother. Then we should know he's serious. Hey, what are we doing here?
Just one more minute.
No, no more minutes. I'll head off Lily.
She can't keep getting away with this. It's not fair.
Fair? My agency meeting was important today. It was my last shot.
I know, but you'll get another chance.
No, I won't. Normal people don't get an endless number of chances no matter the situation. That's just you. Whatever it is you're planning to do, is it worth it, or are you going to walk out the door with me right now?
I'm sorry.
It seems like love can't compete with the allure of war. Find your seat, honored guests. Justice is served.
Serena, what's in the envelope you just gave the post reporter?
That is a copy of the affidavit.
So you can have Judge Stevens release then?
Cancel the sale of Bass Industries.
If not, I'll tell the reporter the truth, and the Post will have a cover story.
Excuse me, this is what I think it is?
There's an explanation.
No need, I get it. I know how bad the job market is these days.
What?
Can you please tell this Dan Humphrey that while I'm very flattered, I don't have the power to hire anyone? Prince the dying medium.
He switched the envelopes.
That's my boy. I need a drink. My son was actually looking for an internship, not a job.
What in the hell were you trying to do?
Get Ben out of prison, Mom.
What, by putting me in?
I wasn't going to press charges against you.
Well, it wouldn't be your choice. It would be the district attorney's. The information about Ben and the affidavit can never get out, ever. Now, can you just trust me when I say I'm handling it?
Hey, I still have some friends in this town, and some of them were at this party. Why are you so upset?
Because you'd keep your job in if you did it, Dad. Lucky for you, I cooked. Filled your PO, you twisted your ankle in a jog. Time to reschedule for tomorrow.
Nate, I went to the damn interview, okay?
I walked into that waiting room with my suit and tie, and I realized I was there to beg for a janitor's job, along with half a dozen other ex-cons who probably don't have a high school education. Do you know how it makes me feel? Not good, I guess. I'm here to reignite some old business connections to remind people that before everything that went down, I used to be good at what I did. I'm going to make you proud of me, I promise. I'll put you soon up before you next.
I thought I saw you storm out of here 10 minutes ago.
Well, on top of everything else, I can't find my coat. So it doesn't take a genius to figure out that your star is getting blue up in your face. You owe me 10.
And Serena disappointed you twice today, so you owe me 20. Coat checker!
What's wrong? It's not the coat.
I'm sorry. Are we friends?
Of course not.
Here you go.
Oh, excellent. Thank you.
There you are. I had a horrible fight with my mother. I tried to be Indra Nui, and while I admit that choice may have been a bit random, the other choice was to be my mother, and I didn't want that.
Why not? You care about fashion more than most people care about, well, anything. You used to send girls home crying from Constance for wearing Tyson's pants.
Well, somebody had to. It was for the greater good. Just like my suggestion that you take off that tie and shove it in your pocket right now.
You're an evil dictator of taste, Blair. Why deny that just because it's what your mother does? And by the way, this tie was my grandfather's.
If only he'd been buried in it. I didn't lie to you, Charles.
You're familiar with the sin of omission?
You seemed calmed by the idea of Thorpe as a buyer, and I needed to keep things smooth for another 24 hours so that this deal would close without incident, but it looks like I failed. The buyer just called. Somehow, he heard about the scene that just transpired. A little war between me and my children. And he's backing out.
Over family squabble.
All he had to do was hear that you and I were in a standoff. And now he's concerned that there would be problems between us every step of the acquisition.
So, my father's life's work is heading to the auction block.
Pray it goes to someone who doesn't chop it up.
Thank you all for coming, and a special thanks to the folks who came in from Chicago, where we've enjoyed a great run. But a wise man once told me, if you stay in one place long enough, you'll never go anywhere. Which is why my daughter and I are very pleased to announce that Thorpe Enterprises is packing up and moving east to New York City. I was planning to get settled before I dove into business, but I'm a restless man. So I've decided to set my sights high on a company that has just this minute come back up on the block. My dear departed friends, Bast Industries.
Looks like page 6 of this party will read, The World According to Thorpe.
So, cheers to new friends and inevitable enemies.
Forget your usual suspects, Upper East Siders.
I look forward to facing you all.
There's a new family in town.
Come to twist the knife further.
You were right. I used you. And I shouldn't have. I'm sorry.
Don't be. I've watched you struggling to find your path, and I guess I just hoped that you would want to follow mine. But like any self-respecting daughter of an egocentric mother, would be repelled by the thought of being anything like her.
That's not true. Mother, you are brilliant and resilient and a businesswoman and an artist. I'd be crazy not to want to be like you.
Really? But you are not a designer.
You are
a dictator of taste.
Exactly. I love that. Who said that?
A friend of mine.
Well, if only there was a person who did that for a living. And someone for you to aspire to. There is.
Editors of a high fashion magazine.
So we'll strategize in the morning?
I realized I didn't really need to be in possession of this.
Thank you. Yes.
I would say I'm sorry about today, but in my head, that just sounds inadequate.
No, you don't need to apologize. It's not your fault that I seem to drop everything just to make myself available to you.
I don't mean to take you for granted. It's just, if we're being completely honest.
We are.
I think that maybe sometimes I test you. You know, I keep thinking that if things get too hard, you'll give up on me. But you never do.
And I never will. If you really need me, ever, I am there. But I think there's a reason you didn't insist I come with you over break.
And why you didn't try to make me stay?
So where does that leave us?
One last shot. If we ever do jump in again, that'll be it. We either sink or swim. We won't get another chance.
You know, when that time comes, we better make damn sure we're ready.
Yeah, we should.
Talk right now.
Yes, you can.
Your parole officer just called me because he didn't know where you were again. Dad, if you don't get a job soon, they're going to send you back to prison. Kid, I'm in an interview right now.
What, yeah, this time of night? Sure, Dad, whatever you say.
Sorry about that. This is my son. Anyway, you were saying? Well, I've been gone for a while, and we've been hard-pressed to find just the right financial guy to introduce us to NYC. I know you've still got a lot of friends, family connections. What do you think?
In the new year, we resolve to do things we've only dreamed of doing. And not to do other things ever again.
I hope your visits don't become a habit, Humphrey.
Don't worry, I don't think you'll be seeing me around here for a while.
Heading home to Brooklyn?
No. Actually, I was going to catch Mr. Lowe's holiday at the Walter Reed. Trying to cheer myself up.
Oh. Well, I do enjoy myself some Tussie. Though I suppose if you're trying to improve your mood, that my coming with you would defeat that purpose.
It is pretty funny. Even you couldn't kill that much comedy.
I still require you to sit 2 seats away.
Works for me. Keep your paws off my popcorn.
Wait here while I change.
We may surprise ourselves as we face the future. Or be surprised when cleaning up the past.
Hi, I'm here to see Ben Donovan. I know it's late, but I really need to talk to him.
I'm sorry, you dismissed him. Mr. Donovan was released.
What? How?
His parole was moved up by a Judge Stevens.
When did this happen? It
says here the paperwork was filed a couple days ago. Just went through this evening. So, Russell Thorpe seems nice.
Oh, my God. It's not just his disloyalty or deviousness. It's his pomposity.
And the fact that you slept with him?
How did you know?
I remembered where I knew the name. It's from the time when we exchanged our lists.
Oh, well, it was a long time ago, and it was fleeting.
Just when you thought you'd escaped another major scandal today.
Dishonesty may help some make a few good amends, while others are left to wonder if they can handle the truth.
What are you doing here?
River Park's one of the only bars I like in New York. And I came to offer you an apology. Today at the office, the identity game. I'm usually more straightforward than that. Which leads me to my next point.
Imagine my seat.
My father reported your family's fight to the buyer during the party. Scared him off so he could go after it himself.
Well, I'm impressed with your honesty. I can't say I like the information or your relationship to it.
It's just business.
Right now, I'm trying to focus on whatever pleasure I can.
If you can separate the two, so can I. My car is just outside. I'll wait 5 minutes before taking off. If I go home alone, I'll never bring it up again.
And whether you kick things off by sleeping with the enemy, or trying your best to remake a former friend.
Serena.
You're still here.
Just waiting for the bus. What have you been doing here?
Are you free for coffee?
I'll be free for anything.
One thing's for sure. Anything is possible. XOXO, Gossip Girl.